Messianic Roots Biblically Based Congregational Fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Worship and warfare, holy places and in His hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
He was in the world, and the world was made through Him, and the world did not know Him. He came to His own, and His own did not receive Him. But as many as received Him, to them He gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in His name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Joel Skousen, and we're going to be talking, I assume, about what is going on in the Near East, the battle that's going there. But I'm going to let Joel decide. That's what we talked about yesterday, but perhaps he wants to get to his latest world affairs brief. Anyway, good morning, Joel. What are we going to talk on this morning?
Well, I do want to give out major topic again, the Middle East situation in Gaza, because it is, very important. And the most important thing about this current brief, which will be replaced today by the new brief, is this background information I gave on the entire conflict, because I have a feeling that this is going to go on for some time. And it's important for people to understand the bigger picture rather than just the microcosm of the fact that there is a tragedy going on. There are civilians being killed on both sides, much more on the Palestinian side. And, I've been very critical of the Israelis taking on the U.S. Shock and awe air power type attack that always kills lots of civilians. It does save your own troops from mixing it up on the ground, but they're having to do that anyway. And there's no way that you can defeat guerrillas without going house to house. So this using a big stick approach has always been a problem for the United States. And I think, personally, they use that strategy because our political leaders eventually, or have as their long-term goal, to antagonize the world against the United States so as to prepare as a prelude for World War III, where Russia and China will feel fully justified in taking out the bully of the world. And it seems like Israel, ever since Lebanon, they broke with their long-term, long-standing tradition of being very careful to avoid civilian casualties, with the exception of the 1948 War of Independence, when a lot of the Marxist Zionists, went and actually drove out a lot of the Arabs in their villages in order to take possession of a larger portion of the land. But between that time and the Lebanon War, the Israeli Defense Forces were very, very good about, avoiding civilian casualties. And obviously there have been some. And I do not include, the massacres at Shabra, Shatila, refugee camps in southern Lebanon during the Menachem Begin regime, because that was a setup. That was a globalist intrigue whereby they got one of their generals, Ariel Sharon, who is playing like a right-wing general, but in fact was tied in with the globalists, had taken on the task of cleaning out the resistance in these two refugee camps. And these refugee camps aren't what the name implies. That's a euphemism. I mean, these are armed camps that have militias in them and live in regular houses. They're not a tent city. And it had to be cleaned out because there was a lot of terrorism emanating from these two refugee camps in southern Lebanon. And Ariel Sharon went and sent in militias from Lebanon who had been had a massacre occurred against them by those people in the refugee camps. So this was a revenge match, and Ariel Sharon knew that this was going to be a slaughter. Let it happen anyway so that the international blame could accrue to Menachem Begin. Menachem Begin, in my opinion, as the president of Israel in the early 1980s, was the last of the real Israeli presidents that were working on behalf of Israel, and that's why he was undermined. And all the presidents since then have been puppets of the globalists. It's like we've seen in our own country.
Amen to that. And certainly I think that people have to understand that so many things are not what they appear to be. I mean, we get one story, but nobody ever asks, for instance, who's providing the funds for Hamas? How is Hamas getting the rockets into Gaza? Supposedly they're not supposed to be coming in from Egypt. Egypt's supposed to be, you know, doing everything they can to work with Israel, which is, of course, not true. But it takes a lot of money to run a terrorist organization, and somebody's putting up the money for Hamas. Somebody's putting up the money for Hezbollah. Certainly everything points to the fact that Iran is behind all of this. But then who bought the Ayatollahs to power in Iran back in 1979? Why, of course, the American CIA. But you pick up the story from there, Joel.
Well, you know, you bring up some very good questions, Dr. Stan. What will surprise most of your listeners is that Hamas gets a lot of their money indirectly through the United States, through international aid organizations, which the United Nations, which the United States supports, and they get millions of dollars from Israel itself.
Sure.
Israel itself, in the secret agreements that they've signed in Oslo, in other words, have agreed to provide regular aid and monetary aid to keep Gaza running. You know, Gaza is it's a welfare state. I mean, this is a true ghetto that is completely dependent on outside aid. You know, the overwhelming majority of Gazans are impoverished. The unemployment rate is 49%. Half of everyone, of the men, don't have jobs. You know, they're completely dependent on international shipments of food, medicine, fuel, parts for their generators and things. All that comes from Israel. All their banking is controlled through Israel. So all this money that goes to Hamas goes through Israeli banks. Now, this shouldn't surprise anyone who knows the history of Israeli dealings with terrorism. Just like the United States, the Israelis, you know, fight against terrorists, but they also fund terrorism as well, for example. A lot of people don't realize that it was the Israelis themselves working through U.S. globalist agent Mark Rich, who Clinton pardoned in Switzerland as a Swiss banker to set up the secret bank accounts for Yasser Arafat. Now, Yasser Arafat died with over $300 million in his bank accounts provided by international, I mean, he was siphoning it off. While the Gazans, the people in the Arab portions, were in poverty. And so we have to look with a jaundiced eye at the Arab leaders, you know, who talk about all the terrible situations while they're packing away millions in their own bank accounts. I mean, these people are really evil. Now, the Israelis have their own set of problems, especially because this is the main point that I wanted to bring out in this current brief, is that while there is a proper biblical view that you know, the Lord is going to preserve Israel for a homeland for the tribes of Israel. The primary one is Judah at this time. Nevertheless, the Israeli government is a globalist organization. It is not right-wing. It is not fighting in the best interests of Israel. That's why conservative Christians should not mistake their allegiance toward the biblical mandate for homeland for Israel with the government.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with Joel Scalise. Right here at the American Freedom Network.
We the the people of the United States in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Well, Dr. Mustan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Joel Skousen. We're talking about the background of what's going on in Israel, and of course, people really would find it very difficult to believe that the Central Intelligence Agency and the Israelis have actually we have a book called The Devil's Game, going into the fact that how the U.S. CIA and Israel actually created Hamas many years ago. And Joel points out that Israel secretly has been working with Hamas. The money for Hamas, a lot of it comes into Israeli banks, but they can't let the average Israeli know that they're funding the best enemy money could buy, just as they can't let the American people know that all throughout the world we're funding our enemies, whether it be in communist China or in communist Russia, because Russia is still a communist country, or certainly even the Taliban financed by the Pakistani ISI financed by American grants to Pakistan. So pick the story up there, Joel.
But you know, a lot of this aggressiveness and shock and awe-type tactics that Israel and the United States uses creates a lot of bad blood around the world. And there's a lot of anti-Israeli sentiment now because there are so many civilian casualties in proportion, out of proportion to the Israeli casualties. You know, this is not simply a problem of they fired rockets at us and we're retaliating. Even though there is a great deal of truth in that, nevertheless, there's more to this agenda than just retaliating. Basically, if I can map out the internationalist point of view, what are the globalists doing? In they fund terrorism essentially to make sure that conflict is always present. There is no such thing as a true peace process. A peace process, would be fairly easy to arrange if it weren't for the leaders in both Israel, who are globalist, and the Arab leaders, who are at least in Palestine, are beholden to some major forces. Russia has often, in the past, been the major sponsor of the terrorism that went on in the Arab leaders. A lot of the Arab leaders, like Yasser Arafat, were trained in tactics in Russia. Russia never did fall. This was a carefully crafted deception. The communists are still in charge. Putin is their boy. The communists, in fact, have taken on the garb of the Russian mafia, the oligarchs. These were, in fact, all former high-level communist leaders who got their own government to loan them the money to buy all of these major industrial projects in Russia so that they could become wealthy. But they're still a seamless relationship, even though they pretend to be enemies with Putin. But in the same sense that we have what Christopher Story calls the continuing Soviet problem, they are continuing to have influence in these Arab countries, especially Iran and Syria and Egypt. A lot of people think Egypt is on our side and is an honest broker in this Arab or Palestinian-Israeli conflict, but it is not. In fact, one of the telltale signs is even though Egypt continues to get $3 billion a year in aid from the United States, it also is now switching over to Russian weaponry, and that's an indication to me that they intend to strike at Israel at some point. And it's these types of conflicts which will precipitate the larger expanded war. I think Israel is anxious to finally take Syria out and deal a devastating blow to Lebanon now that Hezbollah won by stymieing the Israeli attempts to suppress it. They were unsuccessful at taking down Hezbollah, and Hezbollah defended itself extremely well against the Israeli forces, which is considered nothing short of amazing in because of the highly trained nature of Israeli forces. Even though a lot of them are reservists, they are still highly trained. But I'm talking about the bad blood that Israel is creating by all of these civilian casualties that they're causing. These could be avoided if you didn't do a lot of the gross attack by aircraft, which are an indiscriminate weapon. Even though you have precision-guided bombs, you can't put a 500-pound bomb down on a single house and not destroy the other houses around it. And that's exactly what's happening. But this bad blood against Israel is provoking a larger and larger segment of the conservative population is turning to this other view of the non-biblical view, but the Zionist conspiracy point of view. This is the Marxist version. There are actually two versions of Zionism, and those that condemn Zionists because of the evil that is involved fail to realize that there are two versions of it. One is the biblical version, the Torah-based version, which is proper and nonviolent. It leaves it to the Lord to establish a homeland. As I say, most Christian conservatives have made the mistake, though, of misinterpreting the mandate of the Lord by falsely assuming that the government of Israel, therefore, is the instrument of the Lord in accomplishing his mandate. It is not. It's an institution of satanic conspiracy, globalist conspiracy. It's trying to, in fact, destroy Israel in the sense that it's succumbing to these peace agendas, these false peace agendas, which really have the purpose of bringing Israel down to a postage stamp-sized country that cannot defend itself, so that they'll have an excuse to call in and allow in international peacekeeping troops, which they never leave. You know, once you lose your independence to the international community, it's gone forever. Even though, as in Kosovo, for example, they've given a limited form of independence back to Kosovo, but it's still completely controlled by the European Union. But this second Zionist point of view, this conspiratorial point of view, fails to point out that there is a Marxist form of Zionism which hijacked the original biblical form of Zionism, and that's what's ruling. And so, of course, it's given Zionism a bad name. But this isn't a purely Jewish conspiracy at all, even though there are many Jews involved at various levels. And this is the mistake that a lot of problematic conspiratorialists make, is they see so many Jews involved in the globalist movement and say, this is a Jewish conspiracy. And there are other explanations that I think are more valid, and I've done a lot of better research in terms of understanding how this conspiracy works and how they, in essence, use a lot of people, willing people, predictable people to accomplish things rather than them all being part of or knowing parts of the conspiracy. I think, for example, that it's very telling that the Jews who join this globalist conspiracy, most notable of which people like Henry Kissinger and others the Bronson family in Canada. You know, they pretend to, and they do help a lot of Jewish charities, but they're also supportive of the globalist objectives of the government of Israel, and they undermine true Zionism in Israel, and they attack settlers. This government of Israel is really hostile to the true religious Jew who lives in these settlements, who are the best people in Israel, in my opinion. Most of the people in Israel are just secular, worldly, non-religious people. And there's a small minority, just like there's a small minority of true religious conservatives, constitutional conservatives in the United States. There's a small minority of real, humble religious Jews who are just doing the best they can to raise their families well. You know, they homeschool their families. They have their own private schools. They have their own health care system. They don't take government subsidies. People really ought to know some of the best Jews that I've met there in Israel to understand what's going on. But generally, Israel's a very, very problematic place. It's like a typical Middle Eastern arguing, shake your fist at one another, no peace in the Holy Land. It's anything but holy. And we'll probably be that way until the second coming of Christ. But through this these series of conflicts, I think the Lord will eventually get his way, not because the government of Israel is going to save Israel. They are trying to undermine it. But most of these Jews that are involved in the globalist halls of secret power are there because they're smart and they're ruthless and they're unprincipled. And these are hirelings that naturally gravitate to the centers of finance and world power. They have no allegiance whatsoever to any godly man. They have no allegiance to their Jewishness, other than the fact that they recognize that the Jews government circles tend to be some of the most sharp. They're very able minds. There's no doubting about that. They're also big in finance because of their able minds. But they do, without religious backing, they tend to go into the very worldly, and they're susceptible to the trappings of it. I mean, look at Bernie Madoff. He's a Jew who built mostly Jewish charities and Jewish bigwigs within the establishment in his $50 billion Ponzi scheme. And that's why I think there's going to be a bailout, by the way, as an aside, of the Madoff clients, just because these people are very significant individuals in the establishment, and they have the power to get the ear of Paulson and Bernanke and get their share of bailout funds. So I think we'll see that come to pass. But in any case, I do object to calling this a Jewish conspiracy. It just happens to have a lot of Jews in it, but it's not because of their Jewishness. It's because of their allegiance to greed, power that is promised by the globalist leaders. And even though most of these leaders are secret, the most prominent Jew in the top leadership is the Rothschild family. But that doesn't mean it's a Jewish conspiracy per se, because the majority, I believe, such as Rockefeller and others that control this globalist Anglo-American conspiracy, are non-Jews. So I think we have to be careful about the way, I mean, certainly by making this a attack on the Jewish culture or ethnic groups, you know, it leaves people open to attacks of anti-Semitic nature, and it isn't necessary whatsoever. It's sufficient to attack it from its globalist roots and its globalist implementation rather than from its Jewish angle.
But don't you think that behind this globalist movement there really is a satanic or Luciferian movement aimed at creating a one-world government and bringing in, of course, the reign of the Antichrist?
I absolutely do, Dr. Stan. Even though I don't bring this up very often in my World Affairs Brief, I do believe that this is has occultic basis. You know, there's a generational effect in this conspiracy. If this were just a greed thing, like the left thinks this is a right-wing, capitalist, greedy conspiracy, globalism, it would be more like the mafia. And the mafia is a true greed. It's for, even though I think there's satanic roots, of course, in all of these types of evil conspiracies, when it's based upon greed, and that's the major objective, it dies out within two or three generations. I mean, the mafia doesn't die, but it switches families. One family, you know, the Corleone family rules for two or three generations, and then they can't hold on to it, switches to another family. And there's infighting, and there's death between them. There's no infighting among the globalists. This is a seamless generation-to-generation passage of the torch. And you can't do that with a broad-ranging conspiracy and getting and keep it going for 300 years without having some satanic direction. You know what? It's interesting. I find that many Christians and Jews especially have stopped believing in the biblical doctrine of Satan. They just don't believe he exists. And I think a lot of the Jews that I've talked to, you know, they believe in God, but it's becoming more and more an ethereal thing. They don't believe he works directly in their lives, many of them. And I don't mean to paint that as a broad brush, but you cannot understand the Torah. You cannot understand the Old Testament or the New Testament or how life works without understanding that there's a, just as there is a God, there is a Satan. And he has been given and allowed by God, I think, for testing purposes on this earth to tempt people and to reveal himself to other people and create conspiracies. And I think there are multiple conspiracies. I think there are even competing conspiracies at the globalist level. I think that there is a Satan has promised Russia that they're going to rule. He's promised China that they're going to rule. And they promised the Anglo-Saxons that they're going to rule. And I think that each one of them thinks that they've got the upper hand. But he sacrifices one to the other in the cause of conflict, just as Hitler had so many occultic relationships, and he was sacrificed to the secret combinations of the Anglo-American variety in World War II so that they could build up this great New World Order that they're still trying to foist upon us. And I think what the engine of these types of occultic conspiracies is the promise of immunity. In other words, Bill Clinton certainly acted. They've got the promise of immunity.
And we'll be back in just a moment here with Joel Skousen right here, the American Freedom Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Joel Skousen. And Joel, before we go on, I'd like you to get out your email address, how people can get in touch with you and get a copy of the World Affairs Brief, and probably or possibly go ahead and subscribe to it as I do. I look forward to it every week when it comes. You do a great job of analyzing what's really going on, or the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Go right ahead. How can people get in touch with you and get a copy of the World Affairs Brief and subscribe to it if they want to?
The World Affairs Brief comes out every Friday. It's a weekly analysis done by myself. I do have a small research staff that gives me a steady stream of information from around the world. This is important for me to analyze the news, because the news is distorted mostly by what the media purposely omits and doesn't tell you. It would really change your view of a matter, whether it's the war in Iraq or whether it's the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. It's not that they outright lie about what they say, only occasionally do that, but the selective removal of information, critical information, true information, is the key point of deception. And so you have to tie into outside news sources of an alternative variety, and that's what I try to provide each week to subscribers. There is a modest fee of only $48 a year for this weekly news analysis that comes to your email. People can get a sample copy of the World Affairs Brief by going to my website, worldaffairsbrief.com, and it tells you right there that you can send an email to the editor, editor@worldaffairsbrief.com, and I'll be happy to send you the current issue.
That is well worthwhile getting. It's well worthwhile reading. We have to be on top of what's going on if we're going to survive in the very difficult times that lie ahead. But go right ahead, Joel.
Well, there's lots of free things also on the website. My research staff does put up the best of all the conventional stories each day that they find on the web, and the ones with the least disinformation, so that if you want to know what's going on in the world, it's very easy to just go to my website and click on the rolling list of news stories that comes up all throughout the day. Also, I have a lot of interesting archival material on the right-hand side. I've covered every major cover-up and conspiracy the government has ever been involved in, and it's interesting to read my analysis of past years from everything from the JFK assassination and cover-up to the Martin Luther King assassination to the Oklahoma City bombing to TW-800 to 9/11. These are all very important examples, because the proofs of a conspiracy are not dramatic and systematic. You have to be able to analyze from the myriad of evidence, a broad spectrum of the small glimpses that you have, you see a pattern occurring. And that's the pattern that I try to describe to my readers. Now, returning to Israel, of course, you know, the media plays a very special role in both sides of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. It always gives positive coverage to the peace initiatives of the international community, especially the Camp David variety, you know, lots of show and photo ops filled with secret, that there are, you know, these agreements are filled with secret deals the public is never allowed to see. The media also appears to be acting contrary to Israel by always playing up the amount of civilian damage Israel commits, always pushing the ceasefire agenda. This is a very important thing to understand in the Israeli-Palestinian history of conflict, is that the Israelis always win. But before they can consolidate their victory, before they can actually root out the leaders who are causing the problem, they always get the arms twisted. I think this was true up through Menachem Begin. They don't have to twist arms. All they got to do is give a telephone call. But they used to threaten to cut off all the arms and ammunition to Israel if they didn't stop their ceasefire. And Israel in those days was very, very, had a fragile supply line, especially in the 1948 war and the 1956 war. They were very vulnerable to the U.S. cutoff. And this is how the U.S. has manipulated allies for years to make sure that they don't win. And there's a globalist agenda involved in, as I say, preserving the enemy for a next future battle. And this is what's happened in Israel for so many, many years. And so it's only natural to Israel, the media, being part of this collusion with globalist government, plays both sides of the story, too. They always are pro-Israel, but they're always pro-Palestinian during the fight in order to engender a ceasefire and a cessation of hostilities before the Israeli Defense Forces can clean out the opposition. Because you really can't have peace in the Middle East until you get rid of the radical leaders on the Arab side and you get rid of the globalist leaders on the Israeli side that really make these secret deals. I mean, you know, the Israeli government for years has claimed we don't negotiate for hostages, but they do all the time. Now, the Israeli people know that now. They always say we never trade prisoners for hostages, and yet they've done that openly and secretly for many years. And just in the past 2 or 3 years, they have given back almost 1,200 Palestinian prisoners, about a third of those are very hardened terrorists, to go back into the battlefront. And this is part of the rationale for these kinds of conflicts, is to always continue to have pressure on Israel to make some concession. You see, since Israel has the upper hand in the Gaza Strip, the Gaza Strip simply doesn't operate without imports from Israel. And most of the jobs for these Palestinians used to be in Israel until those have been mostly cut off now because the border had to be sealed. But there's no way that Gaza is going to be an independent state. I'm sure they're going to give it independent status, but it will guarantee, in fact, that there is an open channel through Egypt and through the Mediterranean Sea to resupply Gaza, and it will become a very dangerous armed camp. Right now, Egypt is complicit in the arming of Hamas in Gaza through a series of tunnels which they know about and they've allowed to be built on the Egyptian-Gaza border. These also are not just for military supplies. All the rocket supplies and parts come through these Gaza tunnels. These aren't crawling-type tunnels. These are tunnels big enough to drive a truck through. So these are not hard to discern. You know, the U.S. and Israel have this ground-penetrating radar. They can fly over that area and they'll know where every single tunnel is in an instant. And but they permit this, and Egypt tolerates this. I had to laugh at Egypt playing the role of attacking the Gaza demonstrators when, you know, they were running out of food and supplies, you know, trying to give an indication that they were being tough on the Gaza people, but they aren't. They're in league with Gaza, and certainly they should be for humanitarian reasons. But they also turn the other way when this arms supply pipeline is active, going to feed the Hamas fighters there.
And I think it's so important for our listeners to understand that up until a few years ago, Israel occupied Gaza. It was not a problem. Certainly there were Palestinians there, but there were the Jewish settlers, the Jewish cities. And so this was not an enclave for terrorism or for missile attacks into Israel. So what did they do? The Israeli government forces all the settlers to leave, leaves this open so that it can be occupied by the radical Palestinians, and that they can lob their missiles and rockets into Israel. And now Israel has to go back in to the country that they just recently drove the Israeli settlers out of and turned over to the terrorists. Nothing makes sense, ladies and gentlemen, unless there's another agenda. We'll get to that when we get back here in just a moment.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Network, our guest is Joel Skousen, and Joel is discussing what's going on there, of course, as far as Gaza. But Joel, I'd like your thought on this. Everything suggests to me that what this is really all about, because it's not at all what we're being told, is that they want to bring international forces in there, and international, perhaps a European peacekeeping group will then occupy that area, supposedly to stop the Hamas rebels from being able to continue firing their missiles on into Israel. Is that possibly what this is all about?
I do think that this is the ultimate agenda of all of this phony peace agenda. This is particularly going to be an opportunity for the internationalists to explain or to suggest this, because of the fact that Israel is not, you have to occupy that Gaza Strip. Here you have a major city metropolitan area of 1.5 million people. It would take you 6 months to go through there and root out all of the Hamas terrorists. They're not going to have 6 months to do that. It nearly breaks the budget in Israel every time they do one of these wars. They have to call up so many reserves, and there's nobody to work in. A lot of people are out of their jobs during the fact that they're on reserve duty, on active duty as reserves. And so I just don't think they're going to have the time. So the problem is the globalist Israeli government would easily allow this. They can't maintain the image of being a right-wing government or a centrist right-wing government, as Kadima is claiming, by selling out to the international community. There's a lot of hostility in Israel, a lot of suspicion, as there should be, against letting international peacekeepers into Israel. But I think they might be able to talk their people into a deal whereby international peacekeepers are into Gaza. And the international peacekeepers, of course, are a paper tiger when it comes to stopping war in there. The tunnels will continue to operate. The international peacekeepers will look the other way. But once they've got their foothold into Gaza as peacekeepers, which I think is a very real possibility, especially if they have a ceasefire and Hamas keeps breaking it, they'll be able to sell the proposition that we've got to have an international force to keep the peace, is what they'll call. And I think what they're looking for is the continuation of conflict with international peacekeepers in Gaza, and then when the conflict gets big, and I think this will happen when Israel attacks Iran and provokes a widespread Middle East war, including Egypt, Syria, Iran, all trying to attack Israel. And then they're looking for an extension of that peacekeeping mandate in Gaza for all of Israel. I think it's a 1-2 step that they're looking for. And so we must be very, very careful as conservatives in the United States not to get involved with going along with an agenda which the Israeli and American governments will promote. I can see Barack Obama promoting an international peacekeeping force as as a different approach than what the Bush administration has done up until now. And so, yes, I would say this is the main agenda downstream, and it may take a few iterations to get this, to convince the Israeli people to accept this and to convince the Gazans to accept that and Hamas. You know, Hamas, being one of the more radical of the people in the Muslim Brotherhood, the revolutionary movement, is also very suspicious of the globalists, and you'd have to talk them into letting peacekeepers be in there.
Well, everybody's being manipulated. Until people understand that and people say, where's the money coming from? I mean, this whole thing wouldn't be going on, certainly without the consent of the people in our government, in the Israeli government, the Egyptian government, and the Iranians providing the money, and or at least a lot of the money, and it may very well be coming from other sources as well. But, I mean, all of this is being allowed to happen to maintain the conflict, because, after all, if there weren't conflict, why, there'd be peace, and what a terrible thing to think of. I mean, how would you be able to pursue the globalist agenda if there were really peace in the world? So you go right ahead, Joel.
You know, when I've been in Israel several times, especially before the Intifada of the year 2000, it was very obvious that the Arabs and the Jews got along quite well together.
Sure.
Most of the Arabs worked in Israel, and they came across the border peacefully. There were very few suicide bombings. It was only through, you know, radical leaders on both sides that began to whip up hatred against, their condition. And but generally speaking, the Arabs now really hate the Israelis because the Israeli government has, in fact, done so many things wrong in managing this process. And I don't blame the typical Israeli Defense Forces people. Only the top levels are corrupt, much like in our own United States. The actual soldiers are trying to be very, very careful. Going back to the Gaza situation where they drove out the Jews in Gaza, the reason there was relative peace and calm in Gaza, I mean, sure, there were isolated incidents all the time, and Israel kept complaining about the costs of securing these settlements over on the Gaza coast. The Jews had these beautiful settlements. They looked like Southern California, and they had these greenhouse systems where they grew most of the kosher crops for all of Europe. It was a multi-million dollar wonderful process. I toured all of the farms and the greenhouse in that area. But what the presence of the Jews and the presence of the Israeli Defense Forces, even when they didn't control directly the Arabs, this road that Israel owned going out to the settlements on the Gaza coast cut through the upper third of Gaza and essentially served as a barrier so that terrorism could not get up to northern Gaza where they could launch these rockets. And the Jews who were involved in the settlement movement told that to the U.S., to the government, who was insistent on pulling the Jews out. He said, your cost of managing Gaza will go up tremendously once the Jews are removed because they will have the run of the place. And there won't be any Israeli presence at the checkpoints to stop this terrorism from crossing to the north. And that prophecy has come completely true. When you look at the cost of this war, Dr. Stan, it's 100 times more than what it costs to maintain the Jewish settlements in Gaza. So it is true that separation is not the best policy. Integration is the best policy where you have the most peace. But when you have armed camps being able to be created within Palestine without with the type of immunity drives the conflicts within the world, that's where these problems come from.
And if it weren't there all the outside agitation, the Jews and the Palestinians would get along fine, but then I'd never going to, as long as they're agitating. Joel, we're out of time. God bless. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Taking your way, the only way they know how.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoy our conversation with Joel. I always do. I think he's one of the most astute observers we have. The most important thing to realize is that nothing that you are told is true. I mean, everything is created an illusion, and of course, one day we may very well find out what's really going on, but unfortunately, at the present time, why this whole conflict going on in Gaza is engineered. An awful lot of people are dying. Israeli soldiers are dying. The mechanism, a number of them were holed up in a house there, and it was actually hit by the Israeli forces, and I think three or four Israelis were killed, and I think almost everybody in the home, predominantly Israeli soldiers, were wounded. War is a terrible thing, and yet they're engineered by the elite to pursue their goal, the New World Order, the New World Financial System, the New World Currency, the New World Religion, and, of course, the New World Leader. And once you understand that, why so much of what's going on in the world really begins to make sense. Now, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need, of course, to get my talk on the Forbidden Secret. It takes you into the background of the mystery religions and the secret societies that have listed since the beginning of time. And they exist today. The Lucius Trust, the Rosicrucians, the Theosophists, the Masons, the influence of Masonry on our nation's capital, the influence of the occult on our nation's capital. Certainly, if you have not seen the DVD, Riddles in Stone, you need to see it. You need to see the DVD, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. And I'm hoping within 2 weeks we'll have the new DVD out, The Eye of the Phoenix, going into the occult symbology that has been placed on the back of the dollar bill. They hide. They love to hide their emblems in plain sight and laugh at how stupid we are. Well, understand these things are not simply funny. What it's all about, of course, is the effort to destroy Christian civilization and destroy everything you have and to plunge us into war, into pestilence, into famine, into disease, into earthquakes. And all I believe all of these terrible things are imminent. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. They're destroying our food supply with genetic modification. They're poisoning our children and our adults with with vaccines. Why are they insisting everybody takes the flu vaccine when it's loaded with mercury, and they know that, and they're giving it to 6 months olds? Why are they giving vaccines to our children in the nursery for hepatitis B when it's not a problem at all? But what it does do is harness their immune system and bring on all sorts of autoimmune diseases and allergies and mental problems and of course, autism epidemics suddenly. And government says, oh, we have no idea why it's occurring. But we know vaccines are safe and effective, and they're not. And if you haven't got a material on vaccines, you need to get our four-tape set on vaccines. You need to get Neil Miller's little books, very easy to read. Vaccines, are they safe and effective? And they're not safe. They may be effective, but they're not safe. And they're destroying the minds of our children, a whole generation of our children, where one in about 65 boys is now autistic.